UFOs. It is so true when people say we are always learning. I just learned something I never suspected or even thought about thanks to the author Preston Dennett. Preston has written many books about extraterrestrials and UFOs. I have one or two of his interviews with me on this site. Anyway, he was able to find about 10 cases where people saw a hitchhiker and felt compelled to stop their cars and pick the person up. Well, it turns out these people were not what they seem, and the people who picked them up realized they were not human at all. They believe they picked up extraterrestrials. It has been reported sometimes when extraterrestrials are seen they make strange movements which might give away the fact they are not human. I guess if one sees someone who they think are human and then notices they turn their heads in a circle, this person is not human. That is probably too radical, but the same could be true if they move an arm or hand, in a way which would be impossible for us to do. They could be double-jointed, however. Speaking about authors, a British one claims he has evidence extraterrestrials are on the moon. This idea certainly is not new. It goes back before the Apollo program. He has revealed photos which he said were taken by astronauts which show some amazing objects. The photos are said to come from the Apollo astronauts. He believes one shows a mile-long base. I have a problem with this. Many people believe we had a secret space program which was more advanced than Apollo, and it was run by the military, and they built at least one base, if not more, on the moon. UFOs, however, seem to also have been photographed. The author, Simon Lewis, claims to have over 8,000 photos which have never been made public, some of which show incredible things. Now for his real zinger, he was quoted as saying he found out from a former NASA employee, both the US and Russia maintain a base on the moon. He also claimed to have blueprints of highly advanced spacecraft which were used in a covert space program. Who would one turn to in the 1940s and 1950s if a wave of UFOs was seen by the public and the military? It would be no surprise if it were Albert Einstein. When a clergyman took it upon himself to write to Einstein about all the sources over the White House in the early 1950s, which were seen by hundreds of people and reported in all the newspapers in America, Einstein answered with a letter, a strange letter. In it Einstein acknowledged people saw something, but he wrote he was not interested. Can you believe that? Was that just a UFO cover-up by one of the greatest scientists of the 20th century? The facts all those UFOs were over the White House and came back a week later just proves to me, the government can control anything it wants to. That event became known as the UFO flap, and that should have led to disclosure and maybe contact. Why did Einstein take the position he wasn't interested, when it would be obvious, he would be? Maybe it was because he already knew what was going on and didn't want to get involved, or he was scared because he knew the government would retaliate against him in some way if he admitted aliens were here. Many UFO sightings are just of lights. Some sightings show multiple lights which seem to be all on one object, such as a triangle craft, while there are also sightings which lights seems to indicate are multiple crafts. Then there is the one very bright light which hides the object entirely. This was what was reported by witnesses flying above South Carolina. It flew over Redisto Island last year. It wasn't noticed until a person who was taking pictures of the sky saw the light in some of the photos. Another question which even some scientists are asking is, are extraterrestrial space probes being sent to our solar system? This is not such a far-out question, since we send out probes all the time. Some very reputable scientists believe the answer is yes, and some of them cite an object which came into our solar system they named Oumuamua. It came and went. There were strange things about it which indicated to some scientists it was a machine which looked like a narrow cigar-shaped rock. First of all, its shape was unique. Some say they saw shiny metal as it sailed along. The kicker might have been it sped up after going around the sun on the way out. Some also say the skin of the rock was far too thin. Could this have been an alien probe? Avi Loeb, a Harvard University astrophysicist, thinks so. One fascinating aspect is, who knows how long it took to get here? Even if a civilization sent it, they could be long gone by now. The new hot topic for UFO enthusiasts. Yes, they have a new hot topic to study, and it is, many believe there was a UFO crash in 1945 in the United States, which happened 2 years before Roswell. The Congress had ordered a report on UFOs going back to 1945. It is believed a UFO hit a tower at the Trinity site in New Mexico. Does the name of the site sound familiar? That was where the first atom bomb was tested. We know extraterrestrials have always been interested in anything nuclear, so the only surprise is they were such bad drivers. It was said the object was shaped like an avocado. The problem I have is, it is hard for me to accept the fact a spacecraft can travel here from millions of miles away without a problem and yet can't negotiate around 8 hours. How many UFO reports were made since the founding of the National UFO Reporting Center in 1974? You think about 25,000. If you said that, you would be so wrong. The actual number is over 150,000. There are many reports we never hear about. Can you imagine how many the governments of the world are still keeping secret? I can't. There is one thing about UFO sightings that makes them easier to spot in some areas, and that is the lack of lights in the area. For example, a state like South Dakota has very clear night skies, but a place like New York City or its suburbs has a lot of light pollution. The question is, does this light pollution hide many more UFOs which might be in the sky? The answer is yes, it probably does.